Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Narangchayo Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tojaya Mudirayet Nasta Preshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yutama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 14, Text 21. Etao Uranakao Rajan. Eta uranakau rajan nyaso rakshasva manada nyaso rakshasva manada sangrangsye bhavata Sakang Sangrangsye Bhavata Sakang. Shlagya Srinang Vara Smritaha. Shlagya Srinang Vara Smritaha. Etauranakau rajan nyasaurakshasva manada sangrangsye bhavata sakam shlagya shrinang vara smritaha. Etau, to these two, Uranako, lambs, Rajan, O King Pururava, Nyaso, who have fallen down, Rakshasva, please give protection, Manada, O one who gives all honor to a guest or visitor. Sangrangsye, I shall enjoy sexual union. Bhavata sakam, in your company. Shlagya, superior. Strinam, of a woman. Vara, husband. Smritaha, it is said. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear King Pururava, please give protection to these two lambs who have fallen down with me. Although I belong to the heavenly planets and you belong to earth, I shall certainly enjoy sexual union with you. I have no objection in accepting you as my husband, for you are superior in every respect. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 540, Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti shvashesha visudhati vibhuti binam. There are various planets and various atmospheres within this universe. The atmosphere of the heavenly planet from which Urvasi descended after being cursed by Mitra and Varuna was different from the atmosphere of this earth. Indeed, the inhabitants of the heavenly planets are certainly far superior to the inhabitants of Earth. Nonetheless, Urvasi agreed to remain the consort of Pururava, although she belonged to a superior community. A woman who finds a man with superior qualities may accept such a man as her husband. Similarly, if a man finds a woman who is from an inferior family but who has good qualities, he can accept such a brilliant wife as advised by Sri Chanakya Pandit Stri Ratnang Dushkulad Api. The combination of male and female is worthwhile if the qualities of both are on an equal level. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're continuing the story in the ninth canto. Pururava, Urvasi. Actually, this was taking place a long time ago, just before the Treta Yuga. So we can see, doesn't really matter whether you're up in the heavenly planets and the earthly planets, subterranean planets, whether you're a demigod with millions of years of life available to you, still there's this spirit of enjoyment is there. It's described that Anantadev is in the region of Patala Loka, lower planetary system, incarnation of the Supreme Lord. And he's also the Lord in the heart. So if one wants to enjoy something in this world, Lord Anantadev in the heart gives him the intelligence how to execute. But sometimes the Lord, Anantadev, becomes very upset and very angry that those who are misusing the human form of life simply for sense gratification and for pursuing enjoyment, he becomes angry. But he's also very merciful, so he, you know, tolerates. But at one point, he manifests all the rudras and completely destroys the universe. You know, because the universe was created for the purpose of the living entities to fulfill their ideas of how to enjoy life. I was reading in the fifth canto about the forest of material enjoyment. Someone who's a businessman, he may go into the forest to get some valuable goods or some things and bring it to the city for a profit, because everyone wants to make some profit in this material world. But along the path of getting our so-called desired goods, there's prickers and there's pebbles and there's jackals and wolves and there's all kinds of impediments. So one who thinks that they can be happy by living in the material world and making a very first-class situation is illusioned and suffering. Just like here, even though Pururava was from the earthly planets. Urvasi come from the heavenly planets, goddess. You know, sometimes people are promised that if you fulfill your religious duties by performing these activities, you'll get so many goddesses in your next life, you know. So people are thinking that this is the goal of life, that sense gratification is the goal of life. It's described that Anantadev, when the attendants for Anantadev are rubbing his body, there's a sensation, a feeling of love. And that love in the material world is converted to lust. Just like gold is pure love, but this rusty iron is the love of this so-called material world. So here it's also describing that if one has a qualified woman, although she may be born in a lower family, then it's acceptable. Or if a man... So many times people do their astrological calculations to see if someone is compatible or not compatible. Because while we're in this material world, in order to try to deal with the mind and senses, manakshistani, indriyani, prakriti, karshati, that we're struggling with the mind and senses because the mind is making plans how to fulfill the desires of the senses. But without the guidance of a pure devotee, without hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing from the Vedic literatures, then we're simply driven by our own desires. And because the blind are leading the blind, today's leaders, so-called scientists, teachers, and philosophers, so-called saints, sadhus, people who are claiming to have knowledge, if they're not connected in Guru Parampara to the Supreme Lord, because Krishna, Sarvasya Chahang Hridisana Vishtomata Smriti Gyanam Apohanang Cha, he's giving knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. And also, he's the compiler of the Vedic literatures. And he's giving in every yuga, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali Yuga, different performances, because in Satya Yuga, people have very long lives. But you see here at the end of Satya Yuga, Pururava, there's still the desire for sense gratification may be there. It's not that only in Kali Yuga that the lust is manifest. But the different performance of yajna or sacrifice in different ages is ultimately meant to give us strong intelligence so we can understand how to control the mind and how to control the senses, which is practically impossible. Arjuna is complaining to Krishna that the mind is more difficult to control than the raging wind. I lived in Miami for many years and I went through a couple of hurricanes. And the hurricanes are very, very powerful. A lot of wind. I don't know, they call them typhoons here. They have hurricanes also? Anyway, same terminology. Strong, powerful wind. So the mind is restless, very turbulent, and difficult to control. Daivihesha gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya. So the modes of material nature are there to help us deal with the intricacies of trying to understand what is the real happiness, what is the real goal of life. You know, is it to become a demigod? Control an entire planet. We're seeing how the sun god, because the potency of the sun is giving life to the universe, but there's a personality, a sun god, the moon god, the god of air, Vayu, the god of water. But they're all jivas, all living entities. Sometimes Lord Brahma, if there's not a qualified jiva, the Supreme Lord incarnates in order to maintain the universe. It's not that God, Krishna, is impersonal. He just, okay, throw the material world out there and let it all just happen. He appoints Lord Brahma. He incarnates. He produces Lord Brahma. He gives Lord Brahma the intelligence how to produce all the different planetary systems, all the living entities. Okay, now fill up the whole world with all these living entities
who are lying dormant in Mahavishnu. So in the spiritual world, there's so much activity, so much personal activity. Everything that we see in this world is a perverted reflection. There's relationships, you know, you have hands and legs, and there's transcendental food. Here it's described that Pururava, although he got together with Urvasi, she'll make various conditions that I only will take food in ghee, and you protect my two lambs. I don't want to see you naked unless we're having a relationship. Many conditions were there. So not that if you want to experience happiness, we're thinking, oh, if I'm in this heavenly planet, I can have food and pure ghee, I can have good sense enjoyment, the body doesn't get old, when I'm sweating it doesn't, you know, smell horrible like in this material world. If you've ever been in a sports school, in the gym, everybody after running and sweating, it smells really, really bad. So this material world is a rotten place, and ultimately it's a prison house, like Durga. Durga has a fort, and prisoners are kept in a prison because they cannot control their senses. They actually commit violence towards other living beings, and they're not civilized and can't use their intelligence in a sensible way. So this Durga, this fortress of material world with the three gunas, goodness, passion, ignorance, is keeping us all bound, keeping us all entangled. And no matter how many ways we try to enjoy, this repetition of birth and death keeps us entrapped. And because of our desires to enjoy, we're breaking the rules and regulations of the laws of nature. Just like if one is, you know, in America they keep to the right, in India they keep to the left. So if you don't understand the laws, you can cause an accident. And if you tell the judge, I didn't know, you know, but ignorance is no excuse of the law. So we have laws which govern us in the material universe. And so Krishna, he's created Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma is empowered Lord Brahma for Narada and all the great sages, all the planetary systems, all the living conditions according to one's position in this material world. And even the hellish planetary, the subterranean hellish planets, it appears that they're much more powerful and have opulence. In the fifth canto is describing, but then the hellish planets, one can experience great happiness and enjoyment in the material world temporarily, and one can experience great, great suffering if you hear the details of one who's breaking the rules and regulations, then he's punished. He has to suffer. Ultimately, the living entity is eternal, ever-existing, undying. So in one sense, it's just the covering of the spirit soul. It's covered by a subtle body of mind, intelligence, and ego in the gross body. And because of our identification with the body, we're suffering. So it's not that our Krishna consciousness movement is just simply based on fanaticism or blind following. We're having scripture in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. We're having Krishna's words in the form of Bhagavad Gita. The Lord personally comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's performing activities to show us that this material world is not a place for any gentleman. And he's showing us the Yuga Dharma, the Sankirtan Yajna. And this is something that's prevalent throughout the different ages, but in Kali Yuga in particular, we're not qualified to perform any kind of sacrifices. We have a very short life. And unless we have the guidance of a pure devotee, one cannot get out of this cycle of birth and death. Unless one actually takes shelter and guidance. So Srimad Bhagavatam, we were having the last few days of questions and considering why is it in the ninth canto in particular, before Krishna's pastimes, we're hearing so many stories of great saints and sages who have been, even though they were making great spiritual advancement and are very powerful, still they're attracted by the tinkling bells and description of this female energy. And this is to show that no matter how high or whatever position you're in, whether a demigod or a very powerful yogi or mystic, there's always that chance to fall away from the spiritual path, just like with Bharat Maharaj in the fifth canto, the whole Bharatvarsha, very powerful emperor, the whole world is actually named after him. And he renounced his kingdom, his family, because he was actually experiencing spiritual, he was very enlivened spiritually. He was performing his puja, meditation, and he was experiencing symptoms of ecstasy. And we know the story how the deer on the side of the river, the lion was roaring, and the deer jumped into the river and gave birth immediately to the little doe or the baby deer. And then the mother died. So naturally, being a Vaishnava, a devotee felt great compassion. But as his attention and focus on the sadhana, on the meditation, and that he was working, experiencing the pleasure of serving the Lord by yajna and meditation, he was getting distracted and being playful with the baby deer and very loving, very caring, wanted to protect the deer, and always felt if he didn't see the deer, or maybe some vicious animal took the deer. So somehow or other, he got distracted from the path of pure devotional service and attached to the deer. And so next life he took form of a deer, but he had memory and he was gifted with that ability to understand how he mistakenly left his attention from serving the Lord and performing his yajna. The next life is Jad Bharata. He was keeping away, because bad association is what ultimately keeps us or influences us to, you know, birds of a feather flock together. If we're not keeping good association in the form of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or being with those who are enthusiastic about devotional service, who are rigidly following, then we'll be with those persons who are simply interested in material profit. Even though it appears as though one is performing devotional service or even associating with the Krishna consciousness movement, many times people are just after money and people are just after fulfilling their desires of how to be happy in this material world. So we should not be here simply for relieving our material distress and obtaining some profit from the spiritual master. We see the example of the six Goswamis. They had everything, had very high births, but they neglected, because, well, they set the example. They were engaged in the Mohammedan service and they were engaged in governmental service, but ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to set the proper example, he gave them personal instruction and guidance, and the Goswamis, they voluntarily gave up all the so-called comforts and happiness of material existence and took the life of austerity and became totally enlivened in their devotional practice, always chanting, writing various literatures. We see a beautiful painting behind Srila Prabhupada, Harupa, Sanatana Goswami. And those who are fortunate enough to be in the holy Dham, although Vrindavan can be experienced anywhere by one who is elevated in consciousness, but by being in the spiritual kingdom, this good association that one can see, the people, devotees, or people are coming for taking darshan of Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balaram. They want to offer their heart and their service. Many times people wear those shirts, "I've lost my heart in Sri Vrindavan Dham." So losing our heart means to give up the desire for sense gratification and awaken our desires for spiritual life. And we may try to see how all these stories of Urvasi's descent, she came to this material world, and ultimately, because Pururava, when the two lambs were being taken by the Gandharvas, because Indra was missing Urvasi from his kingdom, he sent them to, you know, play some tricks. So she ultimately left, and Pururava, he was always thinking about and how he can have that satisfaction and relationship in this material world. But that's not going to ultimately give one the happiness that we're looking for. You know, we're all going to go through experiences of getting married, having children, and stay in Krishna consciousness. Whether or not it's a last sentence here, it says a combination of the male and female is worthwhile if the qualities of both are on an equal level. So we have to put Krishna in the center, otherwise without varnashram dharma, without having the different orders of life, this shudra, this vaishya, kshatriya, brahmana, vanaprastha, you know, we have brahmachari. And these are naturally created by Krishna so that in the beginning of life we can get training from the guru, we can get training about the purpose and goal of life, but modern scientists and teachers, they're not teaching anyone about the purpose and goal of life. It's all based upon get a good education, you know, work really hard, make money, have a nice home, nice family, and all the good things, all the things that money can buy, and you'll be happy and satisfied. But ultimately, just for a few years, one may think or imagine like a dream that, oh, this is happy life. You see, I have nice children, nice home, nice, good money, many things are working. But after a few years, everything falls apart. Because old age sets in, disease, and ultimately death. And then all that you've worked for this whole lifetime is finished. Again, due to your activities, you're put in the womb of your next mother. Again and again and again and again. In that vicious cycle, once we understand that I'm eternal servant of Krishna, Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishna Nichadas. And why am I pursuing material relationships in this material world as if that'll make me happy? We're not going to be happy ultimately by neglecting our responsibilities of serving Krishna. So the best process for awakening this love for Krishna is this Harinam Sankirtan. That by, even though Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, he says, Nam nam akari bahudani jasarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamata smaranena kala itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisham ehajani nanuraga. You have so many transcendental names full of all potencies and can give one full satisfaction and happiness in life. But ultimately, one that I don't have a taste for this holy name. And we may struggle with following all the intricacies, the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness. But after practicing this process of bhakti and keeping good association, that gradually the mind and the senses will get purified. And your attraction to hearing about Krishna will increase. That, you know, I tell my sons, read. And somehow, life is so busy, and you know, you're always trying to find excuse and reason why I should do something else. But make it a priority to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Make it a priority to read Bhagavad Gita. Make it a priority to be enthusiastic. You're seeing during the kirtan how people are dancing, but the ladies, we have one nice lady, she dances nicely and she shows them how to like be absorbed in the hearing of the chanting of the holy name and dancing. And most of the time people don't have this opportunity to just let down their mental conceptions or bodily concepts and just sing and dance. And they feel so happy. You can see their faces. They're so excited about dancing and chanting and being in the temple with all the devotees and the holy name. So, I think it's that guy. So we're all very fortunate to be here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. We should take this opportunity to increase our hearing and chanting and render service to the pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada, he's very humbly said, oh, for so many years I did nothing, but then when I was 70 years old, I, you know, fortunately had an opportunity to serve my spiritual master nicely. So a devotee, he never feels himself a very qualified or very elevated, very humble. But Prabhupada, he set the example that although he had his family, he had his struggles. We know the Prabhupada Lilamrita, how Prabhupada ultimately set an example for all of us that we have whatever struggles we have in our family, but once our Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave him the order that no, you take this message of Krishna consciousness and spread it to the Western world. So Prabhupada, he took that to heart and was always planning, how can I execute the order of my spiritual master? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, they gave facility that somehow that he came to the West, he planted the seed, and he spread this Krishna consciousness movement by the power of Krishna in the heart, by the power of the Guru Parampara. It's not by accident or by chance. And all of us are actually not here just by chance, by good fortune. Krishna has given us all good fortune to come across the pure devotee, and he's giving us the opportunity that we can somehow be freed from the cycle of birth and death and suffering in this material existence. We'll be hearing more and more about this adventure of King Pururava as the ninth canto proceeds. And I think the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra coming. Yeah? And so the Lord is continuously coming, sending his representatives to bring us back to the spiritual kingdom. But we don't want to get stuck. It's a very rare opportunity. They give the example that if you fall in the ocean and you're drowning, and somehow when you come up for air, there's a life preserver there by chance. This is the rare opportunity. Because even though the Krishna consciousness movement is here, Srila Prabhupada is present in the form of his teachings, in the form of his lectures. Prabhupada is still present. And we're giving the conditioned souls an opportunity to have association with pure devotee, and by associating with those who are sincerely dedicated to Srila Prabhupada, that's also connecting, that we say gopi to bharatu kama das 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 anudas. So serving the servant of the servant of the servant. So this mentality of being humble and not simply finding faults with others, that because of this person or because of the society I'm having difficulty, or because the managers, or because of this or that. We should actually see that Krishna's making various arrangements, and there's always a struggle in this material world. But if one could take up this process by using your intelligence, using your good fortune to render some service to the pure devotee, then we can get free from the cycle of birth and death. We can get out of the material existence. Otherwise, we could be lost for another billion, trillion lifetimes, again and again and again. And it's like the most opportune time. This, the Lord Chaitanya just recently appeared, the six Goswamis. They studied all the various scriptures and give us the essence of Siddhanta. And Srila Prabhupada, as a pure devotee, has studied all the commentaries of the various acharyas and has been empowered by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta in the authentic Guru Parampara representative, and has gone through great struggle to personally translate all these literatures to give us the roadmap back home to the spiritual kingdom. Daily, Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya, that we have to increase the hearing, we have to increase the chanting. Don't let the mind trick us into thinking that, oh, let me just enjoy this material existence a little more, and when I get older, I'll get serious. Because death can come at any time. There's danger at every step. And that danger is multiplied by your bad association. Avoid the association of those who are simply talking nonsense, who are simply talking about how to enjoy the sexual relationships in this material world. Because once one gives in to the idea that, like, Pururava was very lusty, and he was very much enamored by Urvasi, and all his activity, even performing yajñas and sacrifice, although to please the Lord, but ultimately to fulfill his lusty desires. So Dhruva Maharaj performed sacrifice in yajna, and when the Lord said, oh, let me give you some benediction, he said, no, I really feel guilty, feel bad that I wanted a kingdom better than my father's, but I'm fully happy just by serving your lotus feet. Not only Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. So we're hearing throughout the various cantos of how great saints and great devotees, how they struggled, how they wanted to achieve something very phenomenal, maybe more ambitious than ourselves. And then by taking to shelter of Krishna and by performing sacrifice, ultimately the Lord is ready to give them whatever they wanted, those desires. Just like Bali Maharaj, I mean, how powerful he was. He conquered the king Indra and the heavens, and very, very powerful. And Lord Indra was praying to the Lord that, you know, I want my kingdom back. And he somehow or other, Lord Vamanadev tricked Bali Maharaj in one sense, but Bali Maharaj was very happy that he says that all of you, Shukracharya and all the rest, he said that you're misleading me. I thought the goal of life was to surrender everything. So he surrendered everything, and Vamanadev became his doorkeeper, not because Bali Maharaj gave everything, but because of his mood of love and devotion. Just like we're making various offerings, but Krishna doesn't need anything. He doesn't need water or fruits or this or that, whatever offerings we're offering to him. Krishna's fully satisfied, but he wants to see the love and devotion devotees have. And awakening that love and devotion is the process of bhakti. So much so that the Lord in a very personal way, became the door, the gatekeeper of Bali Maharaj. I read when Ravana came to attack Bali Maharaj, Lord Vamanadeva with his big toe kicked Bali Maharaj 800,000 miles away. So, you know, we're seeing that the Lord's taking personal care of his devotees, that I'm personally going to take care of you. And the most important thing is that we try to increase our love and devotion to Krishna, and the best process is the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In these transcendental names, we may not understand the potency, but Krishna is non-different than his name. We're different from these material bodies, but Krishna's, we say Krishna, Krishna's present. And Hare, Rama, and we're calling out in the mood of devotion, a mood of prayer. And we'll see that a lot of the examples in Srimad Bhagavatam, the great saints, they're performing tapasya, they're performing yajna, somehow they get distracted, deviated, but ultimately, again, they want to come back to perform the sacrifice and yajna and get reinstated, go back home to the spiritual kingdom. There's so many examples of that. So whatever so-called enjoyments we've experienced, very good, and whatever Krishna position Krishna's put us in, let's now turn our attention to Krishna. Let's turn our focus to getting out of this material world. We have very little time left. And the process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, which Prahlad Maharaj glorified, is the only solution. We have to hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, serve Krishna, and always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. Never forget our spiritual master. It's like our father, eternal spiritual father. And out of gratitude, because one who is actually a good son and daughter, they have gratitude for the parent. So our parent, our real father, Srila Prabhupada, so with gratitude, we should carry out his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness, giving it to others. And the way we spread Krishna consciousness is do your duty nicely. You're worshiping the deities, serve them very, very nicely. Clean the floor nice, in cooperation with others. Last 2 days we heard that we should not find fault with others and we should not cause harm to others. So a Vaishnava, he develops all the godly qualities. So if we're lacking somewhere, we should see that. And if someone points it out, we should appreciate that. You know, we all have our challenges with ego, with interpersonal relationships, living together. It's not easy. But somehow or other, it's better to be here and tolerate the difficulties or challenges that may be there instead of being in the struggle of material world, getting up early in the morning and driving in your car and going to work and being in some ugra karma job all day long. I know my uncle came, he worked for like 40 years as a welder in a welding company. And imagine just the dirt and the noise and you're struggling so hard, coming here, going here and there and here and there, simply thinking that I'll be happy, but there's never happiness in this material world. So if you want real happiness, take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, and continue this process of bhakti yoga. So Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Sometimes I love distributing books and preaching, and you know, I'm trying to give my association to materialistic people, but in a subtle way, I feel that, you know, your energy sometimes contaminating my consciousness. How can we overcome that?
So when you're out trying to give Krishna to others, sometimes by being close or interacting with the materialists, you feel it's contaminating, and how to overcome that. Srila Prabhupada gave us a formula that by following, you know, rising early, chanting your rounds, attending the Mangal Arati, in the association of devotees, taking your prasadam. And if you're out on Sankirtan with a feeling or mood of wanting to give Krishna to others, there's a special protection, special potency. Obviously, if one has an ulterior motive, then he may be influenced. That sometimes, I think that one devotee asked Prabhupada, there's so much Maya in the temple. And Prabhupada, you show me that place, there's no Maya. We shall all go there. You know, Maya is everywhere. It's not just out there. It's, you know, it's right within our own mind and senses. The enemy of lust, the anger, greed. It's within our senses. It's there. So now we want to purify that. And there is a special protection that'll be there if you genuinely want to give Krishna and help others. Krishna will give you protection. If you want Maya, Maya is available. It's everywhere, all pervasive. So if you're feeling sometimes that the association of materialists is detrimental to you, then you take shelter, open the book. I've been on Sankirtan for many years. Matter of fact, Veda Guya Prabhu used to provide me books all the time. Very nice, appreciate that. And the only shelter I would have is open up the book and read it and take shelter of Prabhupada. So as a warrior on the battlefield, there's always the dangers, but also you gain strength. You gain spiritual strength by performing this sacrifice of book distribution. So if you feel somehow or other a little bit weakened by the association, or not that you're taking their association, you're giving your good association, take shelter again of your hearing and chanting. What else can I tell you? Yes, Prabhu. Your question is, if you're a pure devotee, you can go back to Godhead, and if you're not a pure devotee, you're not going to go back to Godhead. But neha bikrama nasho sipra chivayana vijate swapam apyasya dharmasaya trayate mahatobayat. There's no loss in this endeavor. Because materialists, they're working towards a goal. They want to build a, you know, big building. If they die before it's finished, it's all wasted. It's all big loss. All the endeavors of materialists are lost. But one who's performing the chanting of the name or performing bhakti, that's all his spiritual credit. And you're actually making further advancements. So because, what does it say? You'll take birth in a good family. You'll take birth in a Brahmana family or rich aristocratic family. And you'll have more opportunity for continuing your devotional service. So there is no loss or diminution, but Prabhupada encouraged that. But in this one lifetime, you should complete your mission. And don't feel that it's impossible, because it is possible. And although we may feel like this devotional service is insurmountable, it's like a huge endeavor, the whole ocean becomes the size of a hoofprint of a calf by this process. So have faith that Krishna can ultimately change our corrupted mind and senses, and keep endeavoring to your fullest. Whether you're pure devotee at the time of death or not, there's no loss. you'll be given further opportunities. So keep striving as hard as you can.
So this point about the difficulty in distributing books, this is exactly the greatest risk that we in our mission. And this is why Srila Prabhupada put so much emphasis on the book distributors. And he gave such incredible attention and care for the book distributors. It was so fascinating because this is the most greatest risk you can take. We know the stories of Hardas Thakur and Vardhichananda, but they're directly going and approaching the materialists. So this is the greatest risk, and you get the greatest reward. So you're going to feel infected by these people when you directly approach them. They're materialists. We're approaching them with the exact opposite of their consciousness and begging them to change or give one... open their mind for one moment to take this philosophy and consider it. So it's a very natural thing that you're going to feel infected when you go and approach materialists to give them Christian consciousness. And that's why, as Prabhu said, you have to take shelter of the holy name, you have to take shelter of the process. That's why Prabhupada gave us a system of God realization. He took Bhaktisiddhanta's program, which was a Indian program, and he adjusted it. Acharyas can do that. Acharya with the big A. They can adjust the program. He didn't compromise the program. He adjusted it for the people of the planet. Because we weren't born in Indian culture. We don't have this natural tolerance that Indian people have. We have a lot more shortcomings than people in India. So for the rest of the world, Prabhupada distilled Bhaktisiddhanta's teachings and methodologies for becoming God conscious. But one of the principles was that you have to go and proselytize. You have to approach people and beg them to take Christian consciousness. And when you do that, it's an absolute extreme risk to your own Christian consciousness.
There's no one more dear to Krishna than the one who's giving this message of Krishna consciousness to others. So we may think, well, let me just... Prabhupada gives a story that of Arjuna had to be on the battlefield. He didn't want to be on the battlefield. He didn't want to fight. And he made a joke. Krishna didn't tell him that you just sit here, smoke some ganja and go to sleep, relax, and I'll do the fighting for you. So we think, why doesn't Krishna spread this message? No, he's giving it to us. And by the very process of waking up, I want to chant my rounds so I have the strength for Sankirtan. I want to keep the association. I want to hear about the absolute truth from Bhagavatam so I can have this clarity and strength. And that determination and that enthusiasm is, enhanced by going out on the battlefield. Because in the beginning, one is a little timid, but sometimes you see those who are actually... become enlivened, and they don't want to even leave the Sankirtan spot. They think, oh, this is most nectar. It seems like poison because our own ego and self, I don't want to approach people, or they might say bad things to me, or I don't want to disturb people. We have our own reasoning. Like Arjuna was thinking, I don't want to fight my relatives, my friends, my teachers. How is it possible, Krishna? Why are you asking me to do these things? But after hearing and understanding, he wholeheartedly accepted it, and like a warrior, he went out and fought for the purpose of satisfying Krishna. So it's good for us, it's good for the people, and ultimately it gives one strength in Krishna consciousness. Be proud to be Prabhupada's servant. Be proud. That kind of pride we can have. We can be proud to be a part of Lord Chaitanya's army. I'm very proud to be a disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. We should actually feel great happiness in that, and that I want to give this message to others because I see people are suffering. If someone is suffering, then you want to protect them. So let us go out and try to spread Krishna consciousness and pray to have the strength so that we can stay in the association of Vaishnavas. And whatever shortcomings and whatever bad habits we have, We pray to the Lord and beg the mercy of the devotees to help me become free of these bad habits and develop good habits of hearing, chanting, and serving nicely in a very humble, friendly way. Anyway, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.